Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened on Friday and where the hell we are today?
Well, on Friday we covered Jeremiah chapter 50.
We sure as fuck did.
And in that chapter, God was going on and on and on about how Babylon sucks and he's going to, you know, demise them, fuck them up, kill them, murder them, you know, all the bad shit that God does to everybody.
Yes.
All the fucking time.
Yes.
And we were questioning, like, hey, God, you know, like, you were using these fuckers as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And so why all the vengeance? Why all the mean shit?
Like, we knew it was coming, and it's even so, it's still like, really, though?
Yeah. It just, the way God uses people and then, like, abuses them after the fact is really just complete and utter bullshit.
It really is.
Like, he's all happy to use Babylon as a tool, as a weapon, as a whatever, to serve his purpose, right?
Sure, sure.
And obviously, because we're talking in the canon, and we're talking in the Bible, he is controlling, or at least influencing these people to do his bidding, right?
Or allowing them to and encouraging them.
Sure, sure. Whatever the case may be, he is utilizing them as a tool, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm. His own words.
Yeah. So, I don't understand the need for all the vengeance at the end of it.
Right.
Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. It feels like he could just as easily make them a tool to go scatter themselves to the winds.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, you're God. You have all the power. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Apparently, apparently, you like killing people.
Yeah.
That's what I take from it. That's what I gather.
Seems to have been the case through the whole Bible, though.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things that just constantly disturbs me about this God, about this Bible, about these words that he uses.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that was Jeremiah chapter 50.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're getting into
Jeremiah chapter 51.
And I think you have some little aside here as to where we are in the Bible,
like, real quick. Like an apology?
Maybe an apology, but at least a clarification.
Okay, clarification and apology.
Sure, sure.
For some reason, I thought that 51 was the final chapter of Jeremiah, but it turns out that there are 52 chapters.
52.
Yes. Like a deck of cards.
Right, right.
So tomorrow, Tuesday, we will be doing Jeremiah chapter 52. And then
doing all the special
our
shit.
Our Q&A, and then our Jeremiah ramp up, and then our You're Always Wrong.
Which actually makes our week work perfect because it gets us to Friday with everything that we need to do this week.
Yeah,
so, and I think we're going to be doing this one in the same vein that we've been doing the rest of them last week and just reading it without taking notes because we're going to, these are long chapters. They're really involved with, like, all this country vengeance bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to read through and then we'll get to the notes on, let's see, that will
Wednesday.
Be Wednesday at yeah. this point. So, yeah. All right. So we're heading into Jeremiah chapter 50.
One.
51. 51. Sorry. That was my bad. And yeah, you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right. Let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
All right, Jeremiah, chapter 51.
Okay.
Thus says the Lord.
Does he now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Behold! Oh,
okay.
Are you beholden?
I'm beholden.
I will raise up against Babylon.
We're still on Babylon?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Against those who dwell in Leb-Kamai, yeah. A destroying wind. And,
yeah, okay.
I will send winnowers to Babylon who shall winnow her and empty her land.
What is winnowers?
Like if you winnow something down, you take it little by little.
Okay, okay.
Until it's nothing.
It's just a weird way to use that word, winnowers. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would call them more like...
killers? Murderers?
Yeah, but maybe, or even like, what do you...
Slavers?
Like thieves, right? Like they just come in and like steal your goods and shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a weird way to use that word.
No, I totally agree. For in the day of doom, they shall be against all her. Oh, I read that wrong. They shall be against her all around.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Against her, let the archer bend his bow and lift himself up against her in his armor. Do not spare her young men. Utterly destroy all her army.
That's the loving God we know and love.
Thus, the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and those thrust through in her streets.
Jesus.
I love me some
very
thrusting.
Very violent.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you love thrusting?
No.
Not like this. Nope.
No.
For Israel is not forsaken, nor Judah by his God, the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Okay?
Yeah.
Israel and Judah,
he still loves them, even though
they're the best.
Fucked up royally.
Of all the asshole humans on the planet.
They're the best ones.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Flee from the midst of Babylon, and everyone save his life. Do not be cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of the Lord's vengeance.
I still struggle with this idea that you can flee God's vengeance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you are wrong and bad because you're a Babylonian in his eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet if you flee, you can save yourself because why? You're still a Babylonian. Like, why do you get to flee and save yourself?
Honestly, why are you giving them a heads up that you're coming?
Right, there's that too.
Like, I'm giving you a heads up. Go ahead and flee if you want.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming to kill you.
Yeah.
Still.
Right.
In the next chapter.
Yeah.
He shall recompense her. And let's talk about the Lord's vengeance. I'm still never going to be okay with he's vengeful.
Right.
Like, that is a negative. That's a naughty word that we try not to be vengeful.
Right.
Right. Yeah. That's ugly behavior.
Right. I would think that most quote unquote good Christians would say that that's not a good trait.
That's you what
know,
I would
that,
think.
That based on my, you know, naive understanding of what Christianity was prior to
reading doing this podcast, book.
You know, yeah. like, but what Christians claim is love and, you know, forgiveness and all these things, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. my idea of what a Christian, quote unquote, a Christian would be not for vengeance.
It would be the exact opposite of yeah. vengeance.
So it really strikes me as counter to the whole idea of Christianity, what God stands for through mm-hmm. most of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
It's really just weird.
It's very weird. And I don't love it.
No.
Nope. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunk. That's great poetry, though.
Yeah.
That's yeah. great imagery.
Right.
The nations drank her wine. Therefore, the nations are deranged.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, she influenced everybody else. They enjoyed her goods.
Right.
And so...
Well, they seemed, as far as conquerors go back in those days, they mm-hmm. seemed pretty forgiving with regard to, like, if you let them conquer you,
yeah.
they let you live and they let you carry on.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Just call us your boss you know? And give us our tithe and tax.
And right. And you're good to go.
Yeah.
We just want this place and we want to call it ours.
So. Yeah. We just want to put our flag on it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right. They weren't like the old Israelites who yeah. literally destroyed people in totality.
And knocked over their buildings and
right.
Yeah. Took their women.
Piled their fucking their animals in piles in the middle of the city and
danced in the blood of the babies.
Right? Yeah. yeah.
Babylon has suddenly fallen and been destroyed. Suddenly, this has been happening for years now. Wail for her. Take balm for her pain. Perhaps she may be healed.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Do you know God? Do you have the answer, God?
I think that no. No, he doesn't.
No. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, everyone, to his own country.
We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed.
We would have healed her.
What does we would have entail? How did you try?
But we decided not to. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Maybe that's in a different book that we didn't get to read the copy
but
of.
It sounds awfully like that you wanted to kill a lot of them. So yeah. like, it doesn't really sound like healing. It sounds like murder.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and now you're like, everyone go back to your own house.
This is like somebody that's stepping on you saying, I tried to not hurt you. I mean, come on. Like,
it's not my fault you got in the way of my knife.
Right.
I only stabbed you 26 times. That 27th, that was on you.
Right.
Sir.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have seen that one coming.
Duh, asshole. For her judgment reaches to heaven and is lifted up to the skies. The Lord has revealed our righteousness. Come. And let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Whee! Love me some good murder! Woohoo! Party on!
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
I mean, that loving this God killing people for vengeance.
I didn't really get that they disliked the Babylonians this much.
Me neither.
The Israelites, that is.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, yeah. it seemed like they had a... I mean, they were going about their business, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's just there were certain people that weren't, but there were a lot of people who were.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Make the arrows bright. Gather the shields. The Lord has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his plan is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance for his temple.
Because okay. they destroyed his temple?
Yeah, that, okay. that hurts.
You destroy... feelings. God's house and you're fucked.
He's apparently. Gonna kill you hard.
That see and this strikes me as there was no help for them. There was no
right.
recourse for them to not get killed.
Right.
God was going to kill them, even though God was the one that made them destroy the temple and said
yeah.
for them to destroy the temple, and that was his plan to mm-hmm. begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So
set up the standard on the walls of Babylon. Make the guards strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. I'm going to war, babes.
Sure, yeah.
For the Lord has both devised and done what he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon.
But he's still got to send some other people to do the work.
Yes, yes.
So,
O you who dwell by many waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come, the measure of your covetousness.
Mm.
What were they coveting?
I mean, they were taking over lots of lands. They were okay. probably stealing treasures from all these people. And, you know, I mean, the things you do as a conqueror, you got to pay for your war campaign somehow, which is usually through the spoils of war, right? Yeah, so
that's true. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, surely I will fill you with men as with locusts, and they shall lift up a shout against you. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and stretched out the heaven by his understanding.
Mm.
When he utters his voice, his capital H, yeah, so God. Yeah. There is a multitude of waters in the heavens. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. He brings the wind out of his butt farts. I mean, this is so asinine and nonsensical and childish.
Right.
Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. You dull-hearted, knowledgeless husband of mine.
Wow.
Just kidding. Love you.
Yeah.
Every metalsmith is put to shame by the carved image, for his molded image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
They are futile, a work of errors. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish.
Mm.
The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name.
Okay? But those people had the same fucking idol. That's why he destroyed them in the first place.
Right.
They had idols. They worshipped idols. Mm-hmm. They weren't following his word. They were doing the exact same fucking things that the rest of these people in ancient times were doing.
But he liked them and not the others.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why they're the chosen ones.
All right. Yeah.
They're the Harry Potters.
All right.
They don't have to do jack shit.
All right.
You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with you, I will break the nation in pieces. With you, I will destroy kingdoms. With you, I will break in pieces the horse and its rider. With you, I will break in pieces the chariot and its rider. With you also, I will break in pieces man and woman. With you, I will break in pieces old and young. With you, I will break in pieces the young man and the maiden. With you also, I will break in pieces the shepherd and his flock. Oh, my God.
He's going to break a lot of pieces.
I will break in pieces the farmer and his yoke of oxen.
But I have a question, though. Is he going to break him out a piece of that Kit Kat bar?
He is.
Okay.
He
is. All right.
And with you, I will break in pieces governors and rulers and Kit Kat bars. See? So it's says in the Bible.
Yeah,
it's in the
Ray. Yeah. Totally.
That is a lot of breaking shit.
It really is. It really is. You know,
I'm going to break this. I'm going to break those. Fuck this. Fuck that. Fuck these. Fuck all of the things over there.
Yeah. Look, I'm not like a historian. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm qualifying this statement that I'm about to make.
Okay.
But in all my studying of great conquerors that I've done through my schooling, I never recall ever hearing about Israel or, you know, any
Judah.
Yeah, or Judah being a great conqueror.
Right.
There was never anything that was covered. Like, yes, I'm sure that they won some battles and that they got their land back multiple times after being conquered.
I was going to say, what we know them for is being the downtrodden.
Right.
They're the chosen people that always get screwed.
Yeah, yeah.
And that goes along with the, man, with a God like that.
But the way he's talking about, the way that God in this book here is talking about the Israelites right now is that they are this great force that's going to topple, you know, all
nations.
Topple nations and stuff.
And it's like, oh, you're so cute.
And I'm like, that's not really what I know of history.
Yeah.
I mean,
same.
I'm not saying you guys didn't hold on to your little spot of land kind of okay for a bit.
Right.
But I mean, you're not like known as great conquerors either. So. No,
because honestly, there's not a lot of you. At this point. So
you would think, though, that if God wanted to spread his word, he would have chosen better warriors.
I mean, honestly. Because
he likes killing. He obviously likes killing.
Yes, yes. Like, no offense to those little Israelite guys.
Right.
But they clearly weren't the best warriors out there.
No. Yeah.
So, yeah, he didn't necessarily choose
wisely. And look, I don't think you have to be a good warrior, great warrior, or anything to be a good person.
No, me neither.
But God seems to think that that is a admirable trait.
Yeah, he seems to prefer warmongering over decent humanity.
Right.
So he chose wrong.
Yeah, right.
And I will repay Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea for all the evil they have done in Zion in your sight, says the Lord.
Mm.
Behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain, who destroys all the earth, says the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you down from the rocks, and make you a burnt mountain.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell people when I get mad at them, I am going to push you down a mountain, and I'm going to make you a burnt mountain.
Right.
I'm going to push you down that hill. I'm going to roll you up. You're going to be a burnt mountain.
So just a curiosity here, because he's kind of talking about Israel being the ones that take back their land in this chapter, right?
Uh-huh.
But it seems to me in the last chapter, he was talking about a force from the north being the force that took over.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly.
I thought that's because you were like,
because I was like, were they further north? Yeah, because the Babylonians came from the north, apparently.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, where is north of there?
I have no idea.
But now it's the Israelites.
The Israelites are getting big and strong again, I guess.
So this seems like it's two separate stories.
Even though they're in Egypt now.
Right. So, well, a lot of them are, yeah.
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 They shall not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for a foundation, but you shall be desolate forever, says the Lord.
Okay.
Set up a banner in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Burr, 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 burr. Prepare the nations against her. Call the kingdoms together against her. Okay, here we go. Ready?
I'm ready.
Here goes some nations we're calling.
Yeah, okay.
Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a general against her. Cause the horses to come up like bristling locusts.
Wow.
Bristling locusts. That's interesting. Ooh, that reminds me. Did I already tell you this story? Have you heard that there are two different broods of cicadas?
Yeah.
That are coming around.
Sorry, cicadas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the Christians are all losing their shit because they're like, earthquakes and locusts and eclipse. Oh my. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. But what's really cool about these two broods of locusts that are coming awake at the same time is that there's this fungus that's attacking them. And
is it among us?
It's going to be among them.
Okay.
And if it gets in the food chain, then it might be among us.
Ah, okay.
And scientists are not quite 100% positive how this fungus is going to impact the food chain because the two broods are coming together at the same time. That's a lot of fucking locusts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And this fungus we learned about, I don't know if it was like last year or the year before, very recent, like within the last few years, this fungus, the last time that locusts came out.
Yeah.
Very recent.
Right.
It basically is this like white powdery thing.
Isn't it psychedelic even? Like there's some psychedelic elements to it?
Yes. And it makes them lose their junk.
Right.
And so their whole ass end falls off, but they're not in pain because of the fungus. It like psychs their brain out.
Right, right.
And they don't die. They go around just trying to hump everything. And so they're still trying to fuck and mate. And
but
that's,
they can't.
Yeah, but that's how they spread it to each other.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're like, come here, I don't have a penis and my guts are falling out, but I totally want to fuck you.
So it's like psychedelic cicada zombies.
Yes.
Wow.
Because they are kind of zombies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And only they're fuck zombies.
Right.
Instead of wanting to eat each other, they just want to fuck each other.
That would, you know, we talk about band names sometimes. Psychedelic cicada zombies would be a great band name.
Or psychedelic fuck zombies.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the first one better. But
psychedelic cicada zombies?
Yeah.
Or locust zombies?
No, cicada.
Okay.
Cicada, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So anytime I see the word locust, that's all I can think about is these zombie fucking cicadas.
Right, right.
And honestly, I cannot wait, even though there is some question about how it will impact the food supply, even just at the lowest level.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
speaking of, you mentioned the end of the world and all the signs and all these things.
Apocalypse, yes. Go on.
Right. Yeah. So we're still coming up on one of the next apocalyptic days,
which is
April 23rd.
That's right.
Apparently, the numerologists amongst the crazy think that that is going to be the next. That's when the apocalypse was actually going to happen, not during the eclipse.
It was supposed to be during the eclipse, but then it didn't happen. So they were like, just kidding. It's only coming up in a week or whatever.
Right. I mean, we could totally have a whole podcast dedicated to like apocalypse watch.
The next apocalypse.
Right.
Yeah. Like still not raptured.
Somebody out there needs to make that podcast.
Yeah.
I'll probably just call it Apocalypse Watch.
Yeah. Well, like I had texted my parents when Iran struck back at Israel this past weekend and was like, the fuck, you know?
Right.
I didn't say the fuck.
No, because
my parents are hardcore Christians and I try not to.
They don't like the cussy cussing.
They really don't. So I try not to say that shit around them. So I was just like, wow, so that happened. And then my dad was like, yeah, straight out of the Bible. And I was like, shooting bombs at each other, like the potential to hit a nuclear facility, like,
yeah,
those things are in the Bible, huh?
No, it's all about Israel and, you know,
yeah,
it's all about Israel.
I know.
Yeah,
it's just, but it's not. So
let's
stop with that.
No,
that's bullshit.
Right.
Like every time something happens to Israel, people are like, it's in the Bible. And I'm like, my God, they breathed. They breathed. Is that in the Bible? They breathed. They moved. They walked.
It's disturbing to me how much some of these people want these end time signs to actually be real.
Well, of course they do, because they believe that they're going to get raptured and go straight to heaven.
Right.
And meet Jesus and see all their dead relatives.
Yeah.
Like my mom.
But that's what makes it disturbing.
My mom says over and over, she can't wait to see her daddy in heaven.
Yeah.
And I'm like, from what I've heard, I don't necessarily know that your daddy was a great guy. I don't know that he wasn't.
Right.
But, like, what makes you think he was going to heaven? Like, is that just written in stone? Like, my daddy's in heaven.
Well, yeah.
And then the other thing is that, but I thought that it was supposed to be that, like, when you're in heaven, that you don't give a shit about each other anymore or something like that.
Oh, who fucking knows? There's no way to know. Like, even if heaven were real, there's no way for anybody to know what it's actually like. There's not been any. There's no proof of any of this.
Right.
So there's no accounting for what actually happened. It's all just people hypothesizing what's going to happen after they die.
They're so excited to die. I'm like, how are you guys not walking out into traffic every day hoping like, oh, I sure hope a car hits me because I can't commit suicide. That would be wrong. But if I just walk out into the street and a car hits me, that's not my fault.
Right.
If I just didn't look both ways before I crossed the street.
Yeah, just give it to God, you know?
Right? Jesus, take the wheel. I didn't buckle up today and I accidentally crashed into a fucking wall.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, I kind of don't understand. How are you so excited to die?
I got to be honest. I think that is the inherent doubt in the system.
Yeah.
That they don't admit to themselves.
Right? Because otherwise, like, why? My parents are, you know, they're getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Why do you take your medications? Why do you go get your eyes checked? Why do you?
Right.
Why did you get all of your cancer things taken care of? Like, if you're so excited to die and meet your Jesus and your daddy in heaven.
Yeah. Why don't you just let Jesus take care of you?
Yeah. Like, and why is all that stuff okay, but the vaccination isn't?
Right. Like, no, none of it makes sense.
None of it goes together. And like, how is me saying that a person might have been born in the wrong body, how is that a slap in God's face when we're talking about gender things? But if, you know, a child needs glasses, like, that's not a slap in the God's face saying, oh my God, Jesus really fucked up here. He really messed that kid's eyes up.
Right.
Or like people that are born with any kind of physical ailment, like, oh man, God really fucked this one up. Like, we don't say that. That's like, why is, okay, I'm sorry. I could just go on and on forever.
Yeah.
I get so mad about this shit.
No, you mentioned the getting mad about people born in the wrong bodies and stuff. And there's a lot of people out there. This isn't the exact right conversation, but it's one that I've had with people who don't understand trans or LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know that there are people out there that are intersex, like that have been born with both genitalia.
Right.
You know, like, and that's, they don't understand that the flaw can happen from birth. Like,
right.
You know, and that, not, I shouldn't say flaw. It's not a flaw.
No, it's not a flaw, but it's a perceived flaw by Christians.
Right. Right. And
then the doctor or the parents or both, they just choose for the baby
right.
which way it's going to go.
And I've had people who are religious stop and go, huh, I didn't know that. You know, and I'm not saying you're going to fix the world by bringing that up, but like there are a lot of people out there that just don't even know what they're talking about at all.
Right. And it's like, so this kid was born with this thing. What do you do?
Right.
What do you do? Because God didn't make that mistake, right? God doesn't make mistakes. Right. Except for, you know, every person who was born with some kind of handicap or ailment.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, those somehow aren't mistakes. But my God, you get between the legs and that is just an insult.
Right.
My arms? No. My eyes? No. My ears? No. My nose? No.
No, those are challenges for you to overcome through
yes.
God, right?
Yes. But no, if we start talking about your crotch, that is a mistake.
Right.
And you cannot say God made a mistake. And it's like, I wasn't. You were.
That's why it's not a point of discussion with them. That's why they don't understand. That's why they don't even know that that exists.
Right.
Generally. I'm not saying always, but generally. Yeah. They don't even know that that exists.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're ignorant. And
right.
I do not like that.
No. No. Sorry. Okay. That we went we, way off
okay,
the
Okay. Locust.
There. Yeah.
Bristling locust.
Yeah.
That's how we got
the
there.
The horses are going to be like bristling locusts.
Yes. Apologies. Let's read this chapter. Prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes. It is governors and all its rulers, all the land of his dominion. And the land will tremble and sorrow. Oh, that's interesting. They're using sorrow as a verb. It will tremble and sorrow, okay. Not have sorrow.
Right, right.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon, mighty men, mighty Morphin Power Rangers of Babylon, have ceased fighting. They have remained in their strongholds. Their might has failed. Uh-oh. They became like women.
Oh my God. Does it really say that?
It literally says they became like women.
I fucking hate the Bible.
Oh, I hate it when men become like women. Oh, that's the worst. When men are like women, I mean, who wants to be like women? Ugh.
There's your argument. It says in the Bible, men become like women.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, that's why they would see it as a mistake, because who the fuck wants to be like a woman, those piece of shits? Just for the record.
Yeah, then that's not our point of view. Right,
I'm
yeah.
a woman.
Right, yes.
Oh my God, I hate this book. They have burned her dwelling places. The bars of her gate are broken. One runner will run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city is taken on all sides. Because he can't see it from his castle, looking out afar, going, fuck me, that's a lot of smoke, north, south, east, and west of me.
Right, yeah.
The passages are blocked. The reeds, they have burned with fire, and the men of war are terrified. Mm. They're crying like little girls.
I mean, much like when Jerusalem was surrounded by men of war that were closing in on them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right, yeah. Like, here's the thing, guys. There is no shame in crying, whether you're a man or a woman.
Right. And
let us all feel the feels. Let us all get in touch with our emotions and be able to name them. Wouldn't that be a thing?
Right.
If we didn't like make fun of men for crying or make fun of men for having more effeminate qualities. Like, what is wrong with effeminate qualities? I have them.
Right.
Are you saying some shit about me? Do you want to say it to my fucking face? Like, hello? For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor when it is time to thresh her. I hate it when we thresh her.
Yeah.
Yet a little while and the time of her harvest will come. Ooh, they're going to harvest that bitch. They're going to harvest her so fucking hard. Mmm. They're going to thrust and they're going to harvest. Ow. Jesus. Yes. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. Yeah, he has.
Wait. We're still in the time of Nebuchadnezzar?
Apparently, because he devoured me. He ate me, baby.
Okay. Oh, well, continue, because I'm curious, because it was supposed to be 70 years later before, you know, the Israelites were going to come back, right? So is this saying that he is destroyed? Okay, I'm confused.
Do I look like a calendar?
No, I know.
Do I look like a Bible planner keeper?
Right.
Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has crushed me. Yeah, he has. He has made me an empty vessel.
Okay.
He has swallowed me up like a monster slurp. He has filled his stomach with my delicacies. Yeah. He has spit me out. Turn your head now, baby, just spit me out. What is that song?
That is, oh my God. I cannot remember off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, yeah. Somebody knows. Right. Somebody out there is yelling at us right now. Right on the tip of
my tongue. I know the song. I just.
Let the violence done to me and my flesh be upon Babylon, the inhabitant of Zion will say. Will he? Or is it you saying that, God?
Right.
I feel like maybe the people would not quite be so shit-tastic if you were not like drumming them up. Right. But then again, you don't exist and they wrote this after, so never mind. They were just that shitty.
Right.
My bad.
Yeah.
And my blood be upon the inhabitants of Chaldea, Jerusalem will say.
Well, the other Jerusalem's going to say?
They're going to revel in all that blood.
Okay.
They love it. They love the blood. Mm-hmm. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will plead your case and take vengeance for you. I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. He's going to hump them dry. Babylon shall become a heap. A dwelling place for jackals, an astonishment, and a hissing. Ugh. Hiss without an inhabitant.
There must be literally nowhere to live in this part of the world. Because they're all fucking dried up and, you know.
Yeah, every single city, every single place at one point has been like, nobody will ever live here again. Yeah,
I'm starting to feel like this maybe all happened in like the Sahara Desert or something.
Probably. They shall roar together like lions. They shall growl like lions' whelps. In their excitement, I will prepare their feasts. I will make them drunk that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake.
Oh.
Says the Lord.
Oh, okay.
He's going to knock them out?
He's going to poison them? He's going to drug them?
I guess. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with male goats.
Like rams with male. Okay.
What is it like rams with male goats?
I don't know.
What do rams do to male goats?
I would imagine rams are more powerful than male goats, so they probably destroy the male goats.
They ram them to death?
They ram them. Yeah. Okay.
And then so the male goats are like, ow, and then they die?
Yeah. I think that tracks maybe.
Okay.
I mean, again, I'm not an expert on goats.
Yeah, or I don't rams. Know anything about animals.
Yeah.
Things.
But I'm guessing that's where they're going with that.
Okay.
So.
Oh, how Shishesh is taken. Ugh! How the praise of the whole earth is seized. How Babylon has become desolate among the nations. The sea has come up over Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of its waves. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness.
Wait, so how do the seas come up over a desolation and dry land?
It's wet and dry. It's wet and dry.
It's whatever fits at any given moment for a metaphor.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
It's perfect and awful.
Yeah.
It's perfectly awful.
Right.
A land where no one dwells, through which no son of man passes. Well, if nobody goes there, then who cares what you do to it, honestly? Go ahead, I guess.
Right.
I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring out of his mouth what he has swallowed. No, don't make him puke.
That was a god, right, Bel?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And the nations shall not stream to him anymore. Yes, the wall of Babylon shall fall. My people, go out of the midst of her, and let everyone deliver himself from the fierce anger of the Lord. And lest your heart faint and you fear for the rumor that will be heard in the land,
a rumor that will come 1 year, and after that, in another year, a rumor will come, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. That was parentheses voice.
Okay.
Therefore, behold, the days are coming that I will bring judgment on the carved images of Babylon.
At least that's the rumor.
And that's what I heard. Her whole land shall be ashamed, and all her slain shall fall in her midst. But you just told them all to leave, so.
Right.
Anybody who stays with all those rumors flying.
Right,
know,
yeah.
Well, I mean, they told you he coming, so.
Again, I still feel like this stuff is propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you say, my God's going to destroy your God, and all of a sudden, you know, if you can make people afraid enough to have some of them abandon their mm-hmm. their strongholds, right?
Yeah.
It's that much easier for you to come in and take over.
And
so
then you get to be like, see, told ya.
Right. So if you write a good enough story that's, you know, a fearful, my God's going to destroy your God type thing.
Yeah.
And maybe back in these times that worked, you know, like maybe that did get some people to flee and be like, I don't want to be part of this fucking war. I didn't sign up for this shit.
That
I'm just
God
a fucking farmer.
Scary, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna smite my ass.
Right.
I'm out. Then the heavens and the earth and all that is in them shall sing joyously over Babylon, for the plunderers shall come to her from the north, says the Lord.
From the north again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon the slain of all the earth shall fall. You who have escaped the sword, get away! Do not stand still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come to your mind. We are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces. Shame, shame,
right.
Shame. Yeah. For strangers have come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Therefore, okay. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord,
yeah.
That I will bring judgment on her carved images. And throughout all her land, the wounded shall groan. Oh, my God, this is repetitive.
Yeah.
I'm coming to get you. I'm coming.
I'm still mad about idols, too.
I'm getting your idols. I'm getting your land. I'm getting your buildings. I'm getting your people.
Right.
I'm a coming.
Yeah.
Though Babylon were to mount up to heaven, and though she were to fortify the height of her strength, yet from me plunderers would come to her, says the Lord. So, basically saying, this city can't climb high enough to get away from the shit I'm sending.
Sure.
The sound of a cry comes from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Lord is plundering Babylon and silencing her loud voice, though her waves roar like great waters, and the noise of their voice is uttered because the plunderer comes against her, against Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. You know, this reminds me of when I was reading Beowulf.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like the behold and her mighty men are taken. Like it's like a long epic.
Right.
And I expect this long chapter about I'm coming to get you. The men, they're strong men. The strong men are strong and they're going to die and I'm coming.
Yeah.
Like that kind of repetitive chapter I would expect in a Beowulf.
Sure.
Not in chapter 51 of Jeremiah, that it hasn't been like up until now.
Right.
So
right.
This is weird.
Yeah.
Every one of the bows is broken, for the Lord is the God of recompense. He will surely repay.
Just to be clear, you're saying that it's repetitive, like over and over within the same, you know, sections, not even.
Yes.
As opposed to, like, because I mean, it's. The messaging is something that's been repetitive throughout the Old Testament, but the way it's repetitive.
The way this chapter is repetitive in itself.
Right. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're fine. And I will make... Oh, my God. It's still going. And I will make drunk her princes and wise men, her governors, her deputies, and her mighty men, and her mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not awake, says the king, whose name is the Lord of Hosts.
So again
with the poisoning or whatever. Thus says the Lord of Hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken. Remember that time I already said that?
Yeah.
Still mean it.
Right.
And her high gates shall be burned with...
Fire?
Fire.
Fire.
You got it.
Yep.
The people will labor in vain, and the nations because of the fire, and they shall be very weary.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm always weary when people trying to kill my ass.
Right. I don't know that I would be. I mean, why would you be laboring when there's fire? Unless you're laboring to put out the fire.
That's what I think they mean.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But that would be hard to do when you're in a place where there's no water, except for that there's lots of water. So, right. I mean, I'm not sure which one it is.
Because it's dry and wet and dry and wet.
But apparently, they're probably not a lot of water there since they're struggling to put out the fire.
Right.
So.
And it's in
this time, right now.
Yeah.
No water.
The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Sariah, the son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. This should be a separate chapter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And Sariah was the quartermaster. So Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that would come upon Babylon, all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Sariah, when you arrive in Babylon and see it and read all these words, then you shall say, oh, Lord, you have spoken against this place to cut it off so that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but it shall be desolate forever. Now it shall be, when you have finished reading this book, that you shall tie a stone to it and throw it out into the Euphrates. Mm. Then you shall say, thus Babylon shall sink and not rise from the catastrophe that I will bring upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah.
This sounds
the
like
end.
He's so like, okay, Zedekiah was taken to Babylon, right? Remember, like he was one of the, wasn't he one of the ones that was taken as a captive or whatever?
Yes.
And then
they put his eyes out
after
they killed his kids
so
in front of
apparently,
him.
So apparently Jeremiah sent him with these words to read?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well,
No, Sariah.
Oh, Sariah.
Jeremiah said that shit to Sariah.
Okay, so I'm assuming that this is Sariah was one of the captives that got taken to Babylon.
Sure.
But remember how he was communicating with them and whatever, what have you?
Yeah.
This whole thing sounds like a spell.
Yeah.
Does it not?
It does.
Like, you're going to read the words out loud, and then you're going to take a stone and wrap it around the words and throw it into the bottom of the Euphrates.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like a fucking curse slash spell.
It's a magic spell.
There's goddamn spells in the Bible.
This is a magic spell.
That's a magic spell.
It's a curse.
The fuck is this shit?
This is a curse.
Oh. This is just...
And they had to... that's why it's so weirdly written and repetitive. You are 100% right. And I hate myself for not realizing it. I was so close when I was like, this chapter is weird.
Right.
It's saying shit that it's not normal.
Yeah.
That's why. It's a curse.
Yeah.
They were writing down a curse for Jeremiah... Jeremiah was writing down this curse for this kid, Sariah, to go take up there and to throw into the river.
There are literal magic spells in the fucking Bible.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Well, but now that I have this, I have a list of people that I need to go copy this. And I wonder if it has to be the Euphrates or can I throw it in the Ohio River? What do you think?
I think that it's not going to work.
I'm not asking for whole cities to go down.
Right, yeah.
Just like certain individuals.
Also, I mean, if we're counting on God to do this for us, even if God were real, I don't think we'd be in his best, you know, grace for having this happen. So
well,
maybe you just have to believe it real hard.
They're doing a magic spell. I don't think that. I think that they're not talking about the same God that they were talking about earlier.
I mean, they are invoking God in the spell.
Yeah,
it's just this feels more like Kabbalist. Kabbalist.
Yeah,
As opposed to like you know, the other shit we've been reading. So like this is very spellish.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. Like
I want to rewrite this though and fill in the blank with like the names of certain people and then like sing it and like record it and then, you know, throw it in the Ohio River and then, you know, a year from then go back and be like, so here's what happened.
Why don't we, I mean, the Great Miami's closer. We should just throw it in the Great Miami.
I was thinking that the Ohio River, isn't it bigger than the Great Miami?
Yeah, but that it's further drive. You know, the Great Miami is, you know, basically down the street, you know.
I know, it's just I was thinking like because it's the name of the state that it would have more weight and bearing.
You think?
Yeah,
you think?
That
because the name of this the name of the river matters.
Well, okay, they were going with the Euphrates. That's
true.
A big end.
It's true.
They didn't go with no local stream.
You're right. I mean, if that's the case, maybe
honestly,
we should go to the Mississippi.
I was going
to
say, we should really go to the Mississippi for this.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make it work better?
Sure.
Okay.
No, but it'd be fun, though. It'd be fun. Wrap a stone with it.
That should be like our first, like,
our first actual event.
We should like do like a wrap a stone, you know. Oh, we should do spells to, you know, get rid of all the influence of religious nutbags.
Yeah.
And we should all wrap a stone around our scrolls that we write. That's the things that we want to happen.
Yeah.
And then we should all go to the Mississippi River and just, you know,
chuck it.
Chant some things. And then we'll just chuck them in the bottom of the river.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a great event.
Please don't let Trump win again.
Right.
Chuck it. Yeah. But we got it. We got to like sing all this stuff. I think.
Right.
That's the best way.
Right.
Everybody knows that magic spells only work if you sing them.
Is that okay?
And the fact that they didn't include those instructions in this tells me
you're a little disappointed.
Well, I think that they already knew it.
Oh.
It was so common that they didn't have to say it. They just knew it.
I see. Okay.
I'm very excited about this plan.
I'm really excited to plan our first stone scroll event.
Yeah. You know, that's what I'm saying.
I think that's the thing that we should do.
I'm very excited about this plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
I
agree. You put that together.
I think we need to put it down as an idea for later on.
Yeah.
And then something that we'll plan eventually.
I wonder if we should get like special stones or special scrolls. Like, it feels like.
We should order some papyrus, you know? Like, you gotta write
it. Like, and then we'll have like fill in the blank so that anybody that shows up, they can just write whatever name or event that they want in the blanks.
Sure.
As they sing it with us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could have AI write our songs for us.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
That would be amazing.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, there you go.
I love this. I am loving this. That's ridiculous and silly. And that's why I love it. Because it's so fucking stupid.
Right.
It's so fucking stupid. You fucking stupid Bible. You have a magic spell, a curse in your goddamn weeping prophet. One of your most popular fucking books in the Bible.
Yeah.
And there's a magic spell. Get the fuck out of here with this shit.
Right.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was Jeremiah chapter 51.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that we will be back tomorrow with
Jeremiah chapter 52, and that will be the end of Jeremiah for realsies.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
All right. We'll see you then, guys.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.